Who's Talking is brought to you by University Square, a collection of locally owned high-end shops and restaurants offering unique products and free storefront parking. Visit University Square on Franklin Street, downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there.
Now, here's D.G. Martin on WCHL.
Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin. Farrell Guillory and I are talking about the consequences of the recent 2010 elections and some of the things we've only touched the surface, but some of the things that we ought to be thinking about. And Farrell, before the break, you mentioned that there is a demographic shift that's going to be important in the ordering of North Carolina life and politics.
Yeah, we have become, as I was saying, a much more of a metropolitan state. We have spent a lot of time trying to bolster our rural areas, and we've been a national leader in doing that. But the demographic shift has been multifaceted. More white people with education and affluence have moved into the state from other parts of the country. We have been a prime recipient of the reverse black migration. More black people move to the South now than to any other region of the country, and they've been moving into North Carolina, particularly into the Triangle area and the Charlotte area. And then we've also had a Latino immigration into our state. But the point I was making about the university is as we've become this new modern state, our residents are looking for a high quality of life. They're looking for an expansive future for their children and grandchildren. And people fight to get into this great university. And so, again, you know, when legislators go home on the weekends and hear from their constituents, many of the people who elected the new Republican majority in the House and Senate are also people that want their kids to get into Chapel Hill. I know. I teach some of them, Republicans and Democrats. They come from the strong high schools that we have built in our metro areas. Many of them still come from rural communities who see going to Chapel Hill or NC State or ECU as a way out or as a way to build a stronger community. And so the high quality of public higher education that this state is justly proud of has created a demand for it among its citizens. And so that, I think, will be a countervailing pressure on those who say, well, Chapel Hill in particular is this bastion of faculty liberalism, but they still want their
conservative
kids to
students,
go.
Conservative parents want to send their students
here, yeah. because they there's high quality teaching in the chemistry department. It's hard to know what Republican and Democratic chemistry there is, you know. But they still want their children to be exposed to the the business school faculty, and I hope the journalism school faculty, and others. And so that's where the that's why I say that 2011 is going to be a year of reckoning, because we really need over these next 3 or 4 months for both the new Republican majority and the new leaders who will be elected shortly, as well as Governor Perdue and her team, to take a few deep breaths, to think about the future, to say, where are we headed? What are our goals? Not only what are our short term, problems and tactics that we might want to propose, but let's examine what kind of state we have become. We might disagree on what are the core essentials, but let's have a debate about it, and let's look at what our strengths and our weaknesses are, and figure out how to align a budget, even a budget that's going to be slimmer, to shoring up weaknesses and sustaining our strengths.
Phil Guillory, if you had to, if you were a betting man, what would you say the odds are against Democrats being able to retake control of the legislature as early as 2012?
Well, the Republican majority, of course, will be in charge of redistricting. So I think there will be some effort, no doubt, to strengthen the Republican coloration of more districts. But as we've just seen, a redistricting that was done by Democrats, Republicans won. And so I go back to my earlier point, and that is we are a state that is divided in a partisan sense. The Republican and Democratic cores are fairly equally aligned, and then independent and unaffiliated voters, as well as some loosely affiliated voters, swing back and forth. This is a state that is in which Democrats have proved resilient. We've had five consecutive Democratic governors, victories by Democrats in the governor's race. Most of the Democratic congressmen came back. That is not to deny the
Farrell, I got to interrupt you, and I hate to do it while you're talking. You know, a lot of Democrats say we keep on talking about this hopeful stuff, but I got to interrupt you because we've run out of time. We'll get you back when we had a little more time to think about it and talk about the prospects in 2012. In the meantime, thank you very much for sharing your.
Well, I'm sorry I filibustered there.
No, you didn't. You just gave us great wisdom, and Farrell Guillory always does that. Thanks to him, and thanks all y'all for listening. DG Martin and Who's Talking, and I'll be right back here soon.